President Bashar al-Assad has warned that U.S. military action against his country would unleash a regional war. One flaw in that threat is that in many ways, the Syrian conflict already is. Political theorist Christian Donath says regional powers, from Assad opponents like Saudi Arabia to supporters like Iran, are using the war to do battle with other rivals.
The Saudis have seen Syria as an opportunity to push back on the Iranians, and the Iranians see the uprising against the Assad regime as threatening the sort of corridor into Lebanon for their support for Hezbollah.
Syria's neighbors are now calculating the aim of any U.S. strike, from the stated punitive action for alleged chemical weapons use to attempted regime change. Political analyst Mustafa Labad.
I think Iranians would be cautious to see how far Americans would go against Bashar al-Assad and then to decide about eventually retaliations. And they have Hezbollah in Lebanon, indirect retaliations, but in this case, Israel would be involved. And if Israel is involved, Iran is involved as well, so maybe Israelis would launch airstrike against Iran.
Israel's concerns over Iran stem mainly from Tehran's nuclear program, not the war in Syria. But Professor Donath says a U.S. strike could give Israel cover.
The Israelis have been really vocal for some years now about potential strikes against Iran. And I think one of the things that the administration, the U.S. administration, has done has tried to restrain the Israelis and make it clear that this is not something that the U.S. wants.
Political analyst Labad points to apparent behind-the-scenes diplomacy between Iran and the U.S. via the Sultan of Oman to assure Iran that any strike is not aimed at toppling Mr. Assad.
You will see U.S.-Iranian agreement that no single party, no intention from the U.S. to topple Bashar al-Assad.
Labad argues that despite the uncertainty, regional powers are calculating their response for now on a limited U.S. airstrike. If not, he says, all bets are off, and the possibility of regional chaos, he says, grows. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.